Yeah, Rick Springfield, buddy mine.
Oh, really? Nice.
Very nice.
Man who needs no introduction, the great Tom Green.
Oh, right.
Tom Green, everyone.
Hey, guys. You can see him at the Ventura Harbor County Comedy Club Friday and Saturday, and, of course, the legendary Hollywood Improv Thursday, day after tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Melrose Improv. We're going to have a party at the Melrose Improv, tell some jokes, have some fun. All my friends are coming.
See, our friend Tom also used to tour with our friend Steve-O.
Yes, I did.
And he survived it.
I did. I did a Vegas show with Steve-O for a short period of time in the Riviera. And we met up there in Vegas.
That was at the Hard Rock.
We did it at the Hard Rock as well. I may be going back to Vegas soon, actually doing my own show in Vegas. So I like Vegas. I love Vegas.
And they were good. They were really good, Mike. And Tom very kindly pulled me aside. It was right when I was about to have my prostate surgery. It was like 3 days before. And he goes, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Well, Tom would know. He had his balls ripped off.
Yeah. One. Thank you.
And he said, putting it that way, though. Right.
Yeah,
he said, maybe
radio,
you don't want to
Los
become.
Angeles radio.
Right. He's saying, maybe you don't want to become the guy that just has one ball. Maybe you just don't want to be focused on that.
Oh, I disagree.
They took one when I was on MTV, when my show was on MTV. They did take the right one. I still have the left one. It's the middle one now. I still have
it's like the steering wheel on a Bugatti now. It's just right down the middle.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, yeah, Dr. Drew, you know, you were very helpful at that time.
You were very helpful with my prostate surgery. So
we are
I appreciate that. We are cancer.
We're cancer buddies.
What do you call it? Buddies. Not
that sounds like a horrible sitcom.
Yeah. That'd be good. Well, you know, I mean, we can do that.
I don't care what they say.
I think we got a horrible sitcom in us, Dr. Drew. You know, cancer buddies, you know, tune in. No, don't.
Cancer twins.
No, you guys would make it. You guys together would make a great sitcom.
I'm simply saying that
might be a dark topic.
But he has cancer of the testes. He has cancer of the prostate. It's a laugh a minute.
If
Heil Honey, I'm Home can happen.
Have you heard about this?
No, I don't want to hear about
it. It's called Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Okay,
it's essentially the Flintstones with Hitler as Fred Flintstone.
Oh, okay.
It's the Hitler family, and it's a sitcom. This is real.
Oh, my God.
This happened.
Okay.
It was filmed. I don't know that it was aired, but it was filmed.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that would air. Yeah. It sounds like somebody made that with a home video camera and put it on YouTube or something like that.
You're very famously Canadian, proud Canadian.
Yes, Canadian. I am Canadian. I did not vote in the last election. Can't vote. I've lived here, though, in Los Angeles for 17 years.
Are you an American?
I'm not American. Mm-hmm. I'm a green card holder. I do love America. Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it here, everybody. Love it. I've had a great time. I lived here 17 years. I came down here when my show got picked up by MTV. I was doing it on public access in Canada. Now I'm here, and I'm having a great time. Now I'm touring the world doing stand-up, really. I'm doing
touring
these
world. It's
doing
crazy.
These shows this weekend and Thursday night at the Improv. It's going to be fun, but I've literally been on a never-ending world tour. I just got back from Israel.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was in Ireland and all over the UK, Scandinavia. It's just sort of nonstop, and I'm having a blast. I've got, you know, great fans all over the world who watch the show and watch some of the wacky movies that I did back in the day. Like Freddy Got Fingered. Remember Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah. Is
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Apparently, the ladies on Bachelor in Paradise did Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage in the hot tub last night.
Now, you just slow your roll.
You just slow down,
Tom Green.
This is pretty exciting stuff.
You slow down, Tom Green, and you slow down, Dr.
I'm letting everybody know.
I'm going to say 2000, or late 2001.
Yeah.
I was in a grindcore death metal band, and we covered Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage.
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you.
So I am telling you.
And that was
years ago. History will bear out the genius of Freddy Got Fingered.
You may be making a joke. Listen,
I'm not making a joke.
I watched that movie. I laugh out loud with tears running down my face.
I was an early defender. I was immediately like, people don't know. I'm not kidding. I was like, if you think this isn't good, it's on you.
Yeah,
you don't understand what's here.
You were there in the beginning.
I
appreciate it because it's a surreal thing, though, because like literally I'll be in Israel in Tel Aviv doing a show, and everyone in the crowd knows, Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage, right?
Well, was that a written song, or did Tom Green come up with that on set and Rip Torn just yell at you?
Literally just a scene where, you know, I was just playing the keyboard, and I had sausages attached to my fingers with strings. Don't ask. Doesn't make sense. And I have to see the movie. Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage came out, and now everyone repeats it to me.
Nice rhythm to it. Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage?
But it is a sort of a, it makes you kind of think, because, you know, know, the movie wasn't really critically very well received, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And, it was I believe, called the worst film of all time. And it's Adam Carolla said, well, at least it wasn't the second worst film.
Yeah, exactly. We went for it.
And I said, by the way, history will bear this out to be a great film. And I am not being hyperbolic. No, I'm not kidding when I say that. I think that is on the stupid-ass critics. Tom Green at Ventura.
Wait a second.
Harbor Comedy Club. I got to go to break.
You
what?
Don't.
What?
Another thing that Tom Green was ahead of the game on. A lot of people do it nowadays. They think they're being cool. Tom Green was the first guy to show up at the Razzies.
Oh, yeah.
And accept his award.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
I did do that. I was proud of my Razzies.
Yes. Friday and Saturday, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and also Thursday at the Improv on Melrose. You can go sing Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage at and with Tom Green. It's Talk Radio, 790 KBC.